resolution approving hearing procedure templates and fact sheet on public participation in the enforcement hearing process.
Good morning, members of the board. My name is Scott Ferguson, and I'm a senior water resource control engineer, and I'm also the supervisor of the Enforcement and Special Projects Unit. And this morning, I'm going to be discussing a proposed resolution that, if adopted, will approve the use of two hearing procedure templates, one for administrative civil liability hearings and one for cease and desist order hearings. Also, it will be approving the use of a public participation fact sheet regarding the board's enforcement hearing process. I'll provide a little background on the purpose and development of these three documents. For about a year now, we've been working together to evaluate the enforcement program, looking for ways to improve its efficiency and effectiveness. And through this effort, we've identified several actions, including the development of the hearing procedure templates that are before you today, and also the public participation fact sheet. Using these documents should enhance the Water Board's decision-making process with its enforcement program by having well-informed public hearing participants that will subsequently help them be better prepared participants. And such participants will produce more complete pre-hearing documentation, which should improve the efficiency of the hearing process. Program efficiency will also be improved through the use of the templates, which will avoid staff having to redraft or reinvent what are typically very highly consistent procedures. So that will be a time savings for all of us. Also, Water Board staff expects that the public participants will find the fact sheet very useful in that the public's role and responsibilities in these hearings are sometimes difficult to discover within more complex and lengthy hearing procedures. They usually make up about a paragraph or two of the hearing procedures, which are about 9 or so pages in total. So the fact sheet really focuses on what the public's doing and avoids the need for them to really search. So why a resolution and what does it do? Well, back in October of 2013, when we last got together, you expressed the desire to formally adopt the templates and the fact sheet. So that addresses the why we're before you this morning. What does the resolution do? Well, the majority of the resolution through its findings discusses the purpose of the three attached documents. It also authorizes the use of them and requires staff to post them on the website and also to mail the public participation fact sheet out with each ACL complaint and with all the copies that go out, along with the proposed cease and desist orders. And finally, the resolution authorizes the executive officer to make minor changes to the documents as policies change or technical issues arise, or the opportunity to just improve their effectiveness. A lot of people have been involved with developing these templates and the fact sheet, including Lahontan Water Board staff prosecution team and advisory team members who have been working with the Water Board's enforcement subcommittee, consisting of board members Humphreys and Sandel. We've also been receiving legal guidance and review from Kim Niemeyer with the Office of Chief Counsel and Chris Kerrigan with the Office of Enforcement. And we've also incorporated for the public participation fact sheet, since we were last before you, the State Board's Office of Public Affairs and Office of Public Participation. And what that really brought in was the public perspective into the review process. So we made some changes to the format of what you saw last time. The content's all there, but it's much, we think, more effective for and useful for the public. So that was very valuable input. And finally, we released it, posted it on our website, and released it for public review using our agenda announcement mailing list, so broad distribution throughout the region. And in response to that last public review and comment period, we did get one letter, and it was from Air Force Plant 42 representatives. And in their letter, they had two requests. The first was to extend the hearing procedure schedule by 2 weeks. And that was more or less to accommodate the federal routing and coordination internal processes. And the second one was to revise the schedule by switching a couple of the deadlines, placing the request for additional hearing time before the deadline for submitting pre-hearing evidentiary materials. So I have talked directly to Jim Reichman, who was the contact person identified in the comment letter. And I first explained that with the administrative civil liability hearing process, that we are required by law to provide a hearing within 90 days of issuing the ACL complaint. And when you combine that hearing or that requirement with all the activities we have to accomplish prior to the hearing, we really don't have any wiggle room. We definitely don't have 14 days of wiggle room. We have maybe 2 or 3. Now, the discharger or whoever we're naming in the complaint does have the right to waive that right to a hearing within 90 days, and I went through that process and explained that. I also explained for the cease and desist order hearing, we don't have that same requirement, so there is some flexibility there. I further explained to Mr. Reichman that with all federal agencies, they're going to already be fully engaged, and that's what his greatest concern was that, you know what, we're starting cold, this ACL is going to come out of the blue, and we're not going to have enough time to gear up and address that first critical deadline, which is objections to the hearing procedures. And I said, you know, with administrative civil liabilities, you guys are already going to be fully engaged with us, because before we can issue a complaint, we have to take another formal enforcement action, and that's a time schedule order with stipulated penalties. So they will have their technical people, they will have their legal counsel already fully engaged with us following the adoption of that time schedule order. If they were to violate it, we would be issuing them a notice of violation. And the time schedule order, the notice of violation, those are all opportunities that we would fully, as staff, take full advantage of to point out, here's the next steps if we don't comply with this. Here's the next step now that you've violated the time schedule order. Here are the hearing procedures. Here are the schedules. It is a tight schedule. Get on board. We anticipate bringing out the complaint at this point. So it will not be coming out of the blue. They will already be fully engaged. With the cease and desist order, that's a formal enforcement action. And in most cases, we are quick to issue a notice of violation to start that whole process. Once again, we fully intend to take full advantage of that opportunity to point out our new hearing procedure templates, the scheduling, so that people are better prepared that when the complaint hits the street or the proposed cease and desist order hits the street and those hearing procedures come out, they're prepared to respond. So, the second request was to flip two deadlines. The request, the deadline right now, it's set up that the deadline for submitting pre-hearing evidentiary materials comes about day 50 and day 55, request for additional time at the hearing, so to make a longer presentation or ask questions of witnesses, cross-examine. And I explained that there wasn't really any relationship between those two deadlines, and the bottom line is I believe that the sequencing is appropriate. and I finished up our conversation by informing Mr. Reichman that I would be recommending that there be no changes, but that's with the understanding that we realize it is important early on to share the templates, the potential consequences of not complying, when ACLs or CDOs may come down the line, which would trigger the hearing, and get that information into their hands as soon as possible so that they're prepared if and when that does happen. It's in staff's best interest to go through this process once, and that means the people that we're dealing with need to be prepared to go through it, and so we will be sharing that information. So that brings me to the end of my presentation, and I am proposing that the resolution be adopted, that the hearing templates and the public participation fact sheet that are attached are adopted unchanged, and thank you for your time and attention, and I'll answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Any questions, Mr. Jardine?
No questions, just compliments. It's job well done. I particularly like the public participation enforcement process, and job well done.
Thank you.
Ms. Cox?
No questions, but just I think any time we can improve transparency and public engagement, it's definitely a step in the right direction.
Dr. Horn?
I echo what those two said. important work. It's hard to step away from the day-to-day stuff to take a big picture like this, but this is a good step forward.
Thank you.
Mr. Diaz?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Sandel?
I think this was something we needed, and I think you've done a really nice job in putting it together. I only have one comment, and it's a technical comment, which is that we've got this lovely turquoise color, which I think is to show things that will be filled in later.
Correct.
But I'd just like to point out that if you were to make an ordinary copy of this, all that would be black.
Okay.
And
I'll pick a shading.
The intention is to show it this way. We need a different kind of way of delineating what's going to be filled in later.
Well, there's one of those minor changes we'll make.
That's all I could come up with. So, nice job.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to thank everybody that's been working on this. A lot of staff time, multiple departments. I think it'll really pay off.
Patty, you have a comment?
I just had one final comment, and that really is a note of thanks. This truly has been a collaborative team effort to pull this together, including the board, and I thank the board and our subcommittee, enforcement, who helped helped us inform this template. I'm looking forward to implementing it with the staff because I do think it's going to streamline our efforts, help us be better as an organization, and save us time as well. So it's really been a good effort. So I thank everyone in the board as well for their input and participation in this effort.
I would just echo the remarks of the other board members. I was at a state bar thingy last month, and two or three people who practiced before regional boards came to me and said that they had seen what we were doing, and they thought it was pretty exciting and pretty interesting. I feel like maybe we're leading the charge to make this process a little more rational all over the place. And I really appreciate all the work the staff did. I know it's really hard to prepare these kinds of documents, so thank you very much. Is there a motion?
I move we adopt the hearing procedures.
I second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any comments before we vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. And again, thank you very much.
Well, just to clarify, it was adopting the resolution.
Yes.
For the hearing procedures.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Thank you. See, if it's, we get all the way to the very end, and I still need somebody to clean up after me. I believe that concludes the items on the agenda, and I want to thank you all for making this a painless and very pleasant year, and with that, we are adjourned.